Howdy, y'all. Welcome to 11 Knob. Have a seat. I'll be right with you. Would you like to hear the specials? We're having a 2-for-1 deal on skill set upgrades and a side of memory cache for 10 credits. Comes with large OJ and choice of bacon or tasty weed. Okay, I'll put you down for the special and bring you some coffee and sugar. Here you go. Cooley says hi. Your special will be up in a jiffy. Let me know if you need anything, hon.
It's the fun is so different with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Question. How's your VD lately? No, we're not speaking about your vicious dog or your vitamin deficiency. We're talking about a very personal problem. The man to see is the medic. Once you see him, your world will once again be a very happy place.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's Tony Clark. 18 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, we are reduced to one phone line today because they have frightened all of our executives into a state of non-compos mentis. And we have memos by the galore. We have, only one phone line can be used. Luzon 2-4481, because the phone company, in its tremendous magnificence, in its great surge of power, has threatened to turn off of our, take the phones out, see? Because we're jamming the lines. This is the big utility talking to the small group of people out there. You will do as we say. The octopus has struck again, see? Uh-huh. And that's wrong. That is wrong. I mean, this has come to a head right now. And I'm sorry that it has, we have aired some of our dirty linen, but you will have to, realize that there are problems that we face too, I think it's a crying shame that a utility can do that.
WKNR, Peter!
Now we have, I hope, Frank, you do not think that I flipped my wig there. Mr. Kinsman is looking at me, and he has sort of a leprechaun smile on his face there. Well, it probably will be the next news item tomorrow morning. You don't work on weekends, do you? Frank doesn't work on weekends, so I'll say goodbye to you now, see? And the rest of the people I'll say goodbye to at 9 o'clock this morning.
You don't answer your fucking phone? I tried you 50 times last
night. I'm broadcasting.
Untitled. In most ways, I liked her. I wanted to be from somewhere. We all just sort of adapted. No real meaning behind any of it. Plain speak like tribal type tongue. Smoke, an engine, and concrete. And the way we would all smile like a metaphor. We slept in the South Central, hands dirty and speaking like others, waving flags but thinking about mortality, shuffling the jobs under our breath, dead at the sound of every word. We all had hoped for a little less suffering, travel and arrive back with a story. I wanted to die in my own way. I wanted to stand my ground. We have littered our history with bad taste. Our traditions are centered on innocuous affairs. We gave up so long ago. I remember the past and it was not too bad. Kicking around a little part of city, a little part of country. Now we just stare hollow. South Central. We stare South Central.
to face the morning before the war and the scent of our last embrace. Left the keys on the table, left the room for time. Wandered down the hallway and into the back of my mind. Tried to make my feelings fit into the clothes I wore. And even if I explain, the words aren't there anymore. Talk about it, and the days drag by. City streets won't know about you and I. In this house we are numbered, subtle suburban numb. Gather around the table, wait for it to come. Tried to make my feelings fit into the clothes I wore. Even if I explain, words aren't there.
America, the Midwest, dead. There is no more life here. There are shopping malls and cars and pathetic wastes of terrain. We have ignored our future. We are a dead space. Nothing here lives. Everything here is denial. There is no cause. It is pathetic. The conscious mind of modern Midwestern man has tricked himself into believing he is free, that he alone controls his destiny, and that everything he sees is real. Man is wasting his time. The things we have built are hollow spaces filled with nothingness. There is nothing there. Where once we had a past, we certainly have no future. Our future is a corpse rotting from the inside out. It is sad. It is not noble. We are butchers of culture. We have forgotten where we come from. The land is laid to waste. The food source is tainted. The water is not potable. The silence is strangely the answer. For most of our miserable lives, we have been hanging on to a dream that is somebody else's. You were lied to. You have not been forgiven. You are subversive. A criminal. Nowhere around you is safe. You are cloned. The positivity erected in your honor is a positivity rooted in an ideal that did not come from your own mind. The refreshing compassion that occasionally comes from the human being is guilt. This intrinsic guilt is what keeps the hope alive in each and every single one of us. Without your learned human guilt, you would destroy all that is around you. This is not necessarily religious guilt. It is more institutional guilt. It has been passed through the generations. You have inherited the mistakes of the generation before you. They know this to be true. As the blame is placed squarely on your shoulders, you should know that it is not entirely your fault. Yes, you are to blame for the current crimes against your fellow human beings, but it is not entirely your fault. Your fault lies mostly in trust and belief. That is where you failed. And yes, you are a failure. It was preconceived all along that you fail. Those before you do not want to see you succeed. They want you to rely on as many things as possible, especially the idea of not thinking freely. You are not to think or act on your own terms. This is dangerous to the machine, and if caught, you will be penalized. By not capitalizing my letters in certain places, for instance, I am showing others a deviation from what is the norm in a literal sense. This trick can only be used by a select chosen few. It will appear as groundbreaking to some, to others incorrect, yet to most it will just be important to dismiss the thought entirely. It is not the delivery method you are used to. Remember, you have been trained. You are a factory, a cog in the wheel. You are whatever they tell you to be. You are whatever they want you to be. You are dead to them and others. There is really no hope either, so please do not try that argument. Why is the hope you predict? Where is this hope? Was there hope for the Lakota? Was there hope for the agrarian? Was there hope for the many civilizations we now read in historical books that have been written by false prophets? Do you actually believe those books? And do you ever question the information or where it comes from? Of course you do, yet you, in reality, do not. You satisfy your idiocy only in so much as you have to, but you eventually wear out. They know how to wear you out. They are very persistent, and you are very predictable. They know your every move. They watch you on televisions. You give them all of your details on the computer. You make mistakes. You leave a trail. It is because you have become lazy, tired, incompetent, and wasteful. You have given up, and they couldn't be happier. One day it will be too late. It actually already is. But that is another story, another history lesson, another species. You have lost. You did not even try to win, and that is okay, because we still might be able to salvage your martyrdom.
Every day is exactly the same. There is no love in me. There is no pain in me. Every day is exactly. Thank you. Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I'm sorry. It was difficult for me to write some sort of crummy song and expect the Beatles to record it, already having such fine material. And also to do a song with the Beatles, it was always a matter of trying to do the song that you thought they'd understand quickest, or the song you could get onto the tape the quickest, so not necessarily the song you thought was the best.
meant more to kids than Jesus did, or religion at that time. I wasn't knocking it or putting it down, I was just saying it as a fact, you know. Oh, yeah. But I'm not saying that we're better or greater or comparing us with Jesus Christ as a person or God as a thing or whatever it is. You know, I just said what I said and it was wrong or was taken wrong and now it's all this. If it had said we're more, television is more popular than Jesus, I might have got away with it.
We'll be right back. tanum 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 dum dum tanum 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 dum dum tanum 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 dum dum tanum 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 dum dum tanum 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 dum dum tanum 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 dum dum tanum tanum tanum
tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum tanum